This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Russia pounded the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv with missiles Thursday, killing seven people inside a printing house. We get details from Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones.
Kharkiv Mayor Ihor Terekhov said Russia fired 15 missiles in and around Kharkiv.
You can see that the Russians hit the factory, which was a printing house. Books and workbooks were printed here.
The regional governor said there were no military facilities near this strike, in which officials said over 28 people were wounded. On social media, Zelensky chided Ukraine's international partners for failing to provide enough air defense systems, or for allowing Ukraine to use allies' weapons to strike missile launchers inside Russia. Although shipments from the US's aid package have begun to arrive, Ukrainian forces have been outmanned and outgunned by Russia's military.
Fiona Jones reporting. US President Joe Biden has offered his deep appreciation to Kenyan President William Ruto for the coming deployment of 1,000 Kenyan police forces to help quell gang violence in Haiti. Speaking at the White House Thursday, Biden defended his decision to withhold American forces from the mission in Haiti.
We concluded that for the United States to deploy forces in the hemisphere just raises all kinds of questions that can be easily misrepresented about what we're trying to do and be able to be used by those who disagree with us and against the interest of Haiti and the United States.
The U.S. has agreed to contribute $300 million to a coming multinational force that will include the Kenyan police officers. The international airport in New Caledonia's capital will remain closed to commercial flights until Tuesday morning, according to the director speaking to the AFP. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. state of Louisiana's legislature approved a bill classifying abortion pills as controlled dangerous substances. We get the details from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The drugs are mifepristone and misoprostol. Republican State Senator Thomas Presley filed the bill. His sister's husband was slipping her abortion-inducing drugs without her knowledge or consent.
I think this is the right thing to do. I think it'll protect women while allowing those that have legitimate health care needs for these pills to continue to get these pills.
Numerous doctors say this will make it harder to prescribe the medicines women may need. Democratic State Senator Jay Luno says time delays could be fatal.
That just doesn't make sense. And I hope and pray that if and when that happens, it's not to one of our daughters or wives.
Louisiana currently has a near total abortion ban, applying both to surgical and medical abortions. I'm Ed Donahue.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on an extreme climate event impacting Mexico, Central America, and parts of the U.S. South.
Extreme heat in Mexico, Central America, and parts of the U.S. South has left millions of people in sweltering temperatures, strained energy grids, and resulted in iconic howler monkeys in Mexico dropping dead from trees. Scientists reported more than 130 howler monkey deaths in Mexico's southeast jungles. Meteorologists blamed extreme conditions on a heat dome, an area of strong high pressure that blocked clouds from forming and caused extensive sunshine and hot temperatures near and above 100 degrees, all the way to the U.S. South from Miami to South Texas. I'm Norman Hall.
China launched so-called punishment drills around Taiwan Thursday in what is said to have been a response to separatist acts, sending up heavily armed warplanes and staging mock attacks, as state media denounced newly inaugurated President Lai Ching-elung. We get the details from Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer.
The exercises come just days after Lai Ching-te took office as Taiwan's new president, a man Beijing detests as a separatist. Chinese state media said dozens of fighter jets carrying live missiles were sent out, along with warships, and conducted mock strikes on high-value military targets. They published a map of the drill zones in five areas all around Taiwan and the islands Taiwan controls near the Chinese coast. Taiwanese officials told Reuters those areas were outside its contiguous zone, which is 24 nautical miles from the main island's coast. Lai has repeatedly offered talks with China, but been rebuffed. He rejects Beijing's sovereignty claims over the island and says only Taiwan's people can decide their future.
That was Gabe Singer reporting. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.